Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. Gay couples are now getting married in Oklahoma, Indiana, Wisconsin, Virginia, and Utah, the five states where same-sex marriage is legal after the Supreme Court yesterday let stand lower court rulings allowing gay marriage. Here and Now's web producer Rachel Rohr has been traveling the country taking the temperature on different topics, and she was in Salt Lake County yesterday as Heather Ginder and Anisha Mann tied the knot.
Hopefully this time around it'll, you know, stay legal for more than a week or two. So I have faith in it. You know, it's the 21st century.
I didn't think it would happen soon. I thought they were just going to keep it illegal for another couple years.
Well, after the Supreme Court decision, Utah lawmakers are debating how much of that state's laws to rewrite, because according to the Salt Lake Tribune, Utah code doesn't have a chapter called marriage. It's called husband and wife. But couples in Utah aren't waiting for lawmakers. Mark May and Kevin Northrup were also at the county clerk's office and said they were shocked by yesterday's news.
We were going to fly out to Maryland, actually, in a month to go legalize our marriage. And the way I found out, Kevin texted me. He thinks it's legal. He did his best to get out of school, and I did my best to get out of work.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook, and I really didn't believe it. And I had to go and look and say, okay, this is like real. We can actually get a license today.
And again, the Supreme Court decided not to take up challenges to lower court decisions in five states that overturned state bans on same-sex marriage, effectively legalizing same-sex marriage in six more states in the same judicial jurisdictions, making gay marriage legal in 30 states in Washington, D.C., at least for now. Brian Brown is president and co-founder of the National Organization for Marriage. They oppose gay marriage. He joins us from Philadelphia. And Brian, we can guess, but your thoughts on the Supreme Court decision?
Well, I was very disappointed, as were many. It was just disappointing and puzzling that the court would decide to allow the lower courts to redefine marriage, overturn the votes of millions of Americans. That's wrong. And it was a dereliction of the duty of the Supreme Court to allow these decisions to stand and not even take the case.
Well, in fact, you say the entire idea that marriage can be redefined from a bench, a court, is illegitimate.
It is illegitimate. It's illegitimate. The lower courts are illegitimate. And again, it's a dereliction of duty on the part of the Supreme Court. This should never have been in the hands of the court in the first place. This is not something the court should be decided. But at the very least, the Supreme Court has an obligation when you have lower courts redefining the most basic social institution that we have. That's just wrong.
But isn't this exactly what courts are for? When a group of people in the minority feel that their rights are being violated, that's exactly what courts are for.
Well, that's the very question at hand. It is not a violation of anyone's civil rights that marriage is understood as it's always been understood in this country. It is not a violation of civil rights to recognize that there's a distinction between father and mother, husband and wife, man and woman. That is a biological reality. So to say that somehow this is a civil rights question, so therefore the courts should get involved, that's begging the question.
And of course, the same-sex couples would say that their rights are being violated because of others' belief in what a marriage is. But the courts did not step in, as you said. Do you think they will? Some have speculated that the Supreme Court is waiting for a decision from a circuit court that might uphold a state ban on gay marriage.
Yeah, there are a number of circuits where the appeals haven't reached the circuit court yet. So I think in the Sixth Circuit and some of the other circuits, it is likely that we're going to see the courts make the right decision. And then you have what most people view as the golden ticket to the Supreme Court if you've got a circuit split. So I do think in the future that this is the court is merely putting off what eventually it will have to step in and resolve.
In other words, if there is a circuit court, let's say in Cincinnati, that rules for a ban, that will be a split, the other circuit courts having ruled against the bans. But do you worry that at that point there will be so many marriages undertaken that it'll be very hard to roll it back?
Well, we've seen this before. In California, there was a period where same-sex marriage occurred, and then the people voted on Proposition 8, and there were no more same-sex marriages. The same thing happened in Utah before the stay. There's absolutely no reason why the Supreme Court cannot come in and make a decision, and its decision will ultimately be binding on those lower courts.
But bottom line, you don't even want to see it in the courts. What would you like to see?
What I would like to see is a definition of marriage that holds throughout the country, that upholds the truth that marriage is the union of a man and woman.
So you'd like to see this go to the political process, making this a change in the Constitution through the political process. But there is a sense that we're not hearing as much from politicians against gay marriage. Is this your cause already lost?
Oh, of course not. I think the more and more Americans see the effects of same-sex marriage, from what is taught in the schools to their children, to the attack on religious organizations and individuals. We just saw Farm fine $13,000 for not having a same-sex union ceremony. The more they see that, you're actually seeing support for same-sex marriage drop. The most recent Pew poll shows a 5% decrease in support for the redefinition of marriage. So there are folks standing up. I think that though there is a concerted effort on the part of some elites within the Beltway and consultants to urge the Republican Party to remove social issues from the debate, that would be a catastrophic disaster if the Republican Party were to move in this direction. Again, even with what I view as pretty skewed polling, we still are seeing a relatively even divide and a lot of strength behind support for traditional marriage. Those people, just because the courts are acting, are not simply going to change their views. I think that's a myth put forward by supporters of same-sex marriage. That is not what we've seen. What we've seen is, frankly, outrage from these decisions from the courts.
And that Pew poll that you pointed to showed support for same-sex marriage dropping from 54% to 49%. Brian Brown, president and co-founder of the National Organization for Marriage, thank you.
Thank you.